The Curve with Michelle Martin and Bernard Lim replay from Money FM 89.3.
I'm Michelle Martin. Welcome to Influence. Today we're finding out about an invitation-only network of C-suites females in the corporate world. It was launched in Singapore last month and it's called She1K. 1K standing for the number of women it aims to recruit globally. That's 1,000. And the space hopes to champion 100 startups by next year. She1K is the brainchild of the lovely woman sitting across me today, Christina Teo. She is a tech and telco industry veteran and she tells me that this group helps women in the corporate world really get their feet wet and get a taste of the startup world so you can hold on to your day job and still benefit from what's going on in the very exciting tech and startup world. She's held positions at IBM, Acer, 3Com, Yahoo, and understand she's learned firsthand how scary the startup landscape can be. And I believe She1K is meant to reduce some of that stress. People think that being an angel investor is super risky, super scary. I'm keen to find out how this space reduces that. So Christina, welcome to Influence.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
Great to have you here. So first up, I know that you are founder of Startup Asia Women. Was She1K a natural outgrowth of that?
Yeah, so I came back to Singapore 2 years ago after having left the country for 3 decades. And then I stumbled into startups. In fact, I was retired before this. And I stumbled into startups by chance. And as a way of trying to get back into the society and finding a purpose of moving back to Singapore, so I decided to create a community to help women in startups, right? Or women who are aspiring to start a startup. So that way, by having a community like this, also, I get to be found rather than I have to look for all these startups. So they can come towards us and say, hey, you know, we need help in this area or we want to learn more about this.
Have they done that?
Yes.
What are some of the areas that startups have approached you for
help
with?
So in my first year, we ran a lot of workshops for these women, a lot of get-together, because it's very important nowadays to network, to really find other people in the same space so that you don't feel alone. So in the community, sometimes women actually find each other co-founders in our community, right? And when so the whole philosophy was I wanted to learn about startups.
And
so,
angel investing?
Angel investing was really recently.
Okay.
Right? So when we first started, I want to learn everything about startups, everything about the ecosystem. So what better way to bring more people with me and learn all together? So that was the purpose of the community. So anything from, you know, e-commerce, subscription services to crowdfunding, the different kinds of crowdfunding, I was just totally intrigued by all these aspects of startups which I didn't get to experience when I was in my corporate world.
Okay, so is this sort of an easy introduction for female executives, not only to the worlds of startup, but, you know, how to get started with being an angel investor?
Correct. So, again, there are so many facets of startups, right? But angel investing is one of the most amazing things that have happened in the startup world. Because in the good old days, when you want to start a business, I mean, where can you go for money? And if you're a nobody, or if you're a fresh graduate, or if you're a corporate woman who decided to go independent and start your own business, I mean, how could you get started?
Yeah.
Right? So angel investing is such an amazing phenomena in the startup world, where people who, yeah, they may have been, you know, in investment banking before, but a lot of them are actually serial entrepreneurs who have made good. They have exited some interesting startups. They've made some good money there, and they're giving back. You see, right? And then, of course, you have also the VCs. And so everybody, there is money going around to help entrepreneurship, to help scale startups. And so in my opinion, because I come from the corporate world, I say, hey, you know, corporate women, we shouldn't be just standing still, right? We shouldn't be like buffaloes plowing the paddy field, working hard, but not thinking bigger, thinking about the future. So I wanted them to join me in this journey again. I mean, I'm new to angel investing as well. So I want them to join me in this journey.
And you came out of retirement for this. Wow. Now, when it comes to investing, I know that in Europe, according to Women Business Angels, for Europe's entrepreneurs, many women investors there are not investing in syndicates. Potentially, that reflects a lack of opportunity to join women-friendly groups. Is that the same scenario here in Asia, do you think?
Very much so. I mean, there are quite a number of syndicates, and there is many ways of getting into angel investing. But if you are really starting from scratch, yeah, and let's be honest, it is still a men's world, even in angel investing. So I think for women, whether you're corporate women or you're entrepreneurial women, to try to start to get into angel investing, you wish you have some kind of a tribe. You know, you wish you have people you can call on. You wish you could exchange notes, so to speak. And I think that's what Shi1K can do.
Okay, so tell me how Shi1K works. $1,000 buys me a seat for now.
Mm-hmm.
And what does that enable me to do? It's a collective fund,
yes.
Right?
So at this phase, in the phase one, it's really more as a membership, right? So you are subscribing to a membership, but we're not utilizing the membership fees as program management, but more as investing. So we're taking that money and we're investing. We're collaborating with other accelerators. We're collaborating with other syndicates so that, you know, we could make still safe enough investments, so to speak, by grouping with other people to make a bigger investment in any one startup.
Okay, mm-hmm. So what is the return on my 1,000 for the seat?
So because it is as a membership in phase one, so any returns goes back to the collective group, and then we want to grow that pot of gold and continue to invest. However, in addition to that, as a result of being a member, if you say, hey, you know what, I love this, I want to do more, and I want to learn as well from the entrepreneurs, not just contributing, but I also want to learn from them. So then you could choose to invest directly to the startups or group with some of the other Shi1K members and take a direct equity in the startups directly. So, but we will still facilitate that for you.
Oh, right? Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Really, really fantastic.
At no fees.
But the thing is, I have to be invited to join Shi1K.
Pretty much,
right?
So.
For
yes.
Now.
Yes.
What kind of profile are you looking for?
So currently, because of the overwhelming response we're getting from women at the director level, say people with more than 15 years experience in an industry, you know, like they've been in the same industry or similar industry for quite a while with a very good track record. Mm-hmm. So we're getting quite a lot of signups in that avenue. Therefore, we've decided to have one level of C-suite women, which means CXO, CMO, CEO, and then another level, which is the director level. But we still want to have women in total that has more than 15 years corporate experience.
We're finding out more about Christina Teo. She is the founder of Shi1K. Christina, you had a stint as Singapore's general manager for Yahoo. And I'm wondering if you can, if there's any synergies in terms of, you know, what you learned from that role to what you're doing now. Do you bring anything with you, do you think, in terms of experience?
I think what has been really fascinating in my career is I've gone through so many major breakthroughs, right? So from selling the very first laptop, from the transformation from mainframes to mini computers, from seeing the emergence of instant messaging, and then even I launched the world's first Windows smartphone at 02. So I think this whole journey of technology and then entering into mobile has really helped me to kind of have this propensity to assimilate startups. Yeah. So it was a kind of an easier journey for me to get involved with startups when I first encountered it. And I think just the whole idea of how to use technology in startups. So I think this has been something that's been very useful for me.
Now, besides supporting startups and allowing your members to sort of leverage entrepreneurial spirit in this group, do you also push for causes like gender diversity?
So what we believe in is Shi1K is trying to empower on the corporate, on the investor side, corporate women, right? But when we invest in the startups, it is gender agnostic. So any idea that can scale, that is going to make an impact, right? So it doesn't matter if the startups is founded by a man or by a woman. Right. And a lot of our members actually do have a personal cause that they care very much about, which is not their day job. And that's something we ask every member when they join.
Okay, so you don't have to be a female entrepreneur to benefit from Shi1K.
Correct.
But do you think female entrepreneurs have difficulty getting startups off the ground that is particular to the gender?
I think that women do look at business and causes quite differently. So sometimes the choices that they make in the sectors that they choose could be very different. So it's like in fintech, you will find a lot more men, for example, than women. And then women tend to maybe go for fashion and beauty, which is a very crowded space. So this is where sometimes, I guess, women entrepreneurs may not be able to, you know, get involved in startups that are of what the investors would be most interested in.
Tell us about yourself, Christina. You reinvented yourself. You're corporate executive, high flyer, and now startup role model. What's been involved in the sort of remaking of Christina Teo?
So, in fact, I was living in Hong Kong before I moved back to Singapore. And I would say for a good 6 years, I was in retirement mode. I dabbled into fashion retail when I was in Hong Kong. But it was like, you know, no hassle, take it easy. And I was quite happily retired. Right. But when I had to bring my mother back to Singapore because she's 84 years old now, medical access is easier here. And then I realized that, hey, you know, I can't just be back here doing nothing. I should find something purposeful. And I think that's also the, you know, the grace of aging. You kind of take a different mindset and you find yourself saying, hey, I must be able to leverage all these things that I have learned and I have been so blessed with such a great corporate career. Why am I not doing anything about it? And so that's how I decided to reinvent myself, if you could use that word. Yeah.
What's the difference between the startup energy, do you think, in Hong Kong versus Singapore, where you've decided to base G1K?
Yeah, because when I was in Hong Kong, I didn't even know the word startup at all. So in fashion retail, and I'm not a generation of Googling and Facebook social media. So I didn't even use social media much. So at that time, I really didn't know about the startup ecosystem in Hong Kong. Now I do. Right. So now I actually am invited as judge sometimes in a lot of startup competitions that's outside of Singapore. And I fly back to Hong Kong still quite often. Mm. So I'm quite familiar with the ecosystems around the region.
Okay, so what do startups need to know in order to really get off the ground, in your opinion, Christina?
Well, first of all, I think it's the whole idea of getting your story straight, right? Your value proposition and even how you narrate it. You could have a very good value proposition, but if you do not know how to produce the right narrative, then you're still not going to get anybody's attention, right? And like it or not, having a team and not trying to act solo is also quite critical, right? But the good thing is you can have access, right, to people who are really passionate about your idea or about their idea and you're joining them, right? So that's where a lot of people are willing to either work for nothing or for very little to get an idea off the ground.
Well, great meeting you. Great meeting you and great talking to you. Thank you so much for being here. She's Christina Teo, and we've been finding out about the world's first collective fund comprising corporate women not in the business of serial entrepreneurship or private investing. If you want to get exposed to corporate startups and angel investing, then G1K is a network to keep a look out for. You have to be invited to have a seat at the table, though. Christina, thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.